Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
If you're gonna give me good kisses like that,
honey,
don't you know I'm gonna give them right back? Cause that's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing
good way. That's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing good way to mess around and fall in love.
Don't mess around.
Ooh.
If you're gonna start out hugging me tight.
Rat at the end there. What's up? Guys, what's up? It's Talking Yanks pregame show. My name's Jimmy. His name is Jake. And that was A Rockin' Good Way by, I don't know. We gave it its 23rd view on YouTube. How are you doing, Jake?
James, producer Zork. I'm doing well. I mean, yesterday.
Do you think the season started yesterday?
During the third inning yesterday, I think that there's a chance the season started.
The third inning?
Yeah. I was going to say there was 8 innings of solid baseball. BBD kind of corrected me on the way out, and it was like, okay, dude, like, why don't you be a chiller about it? But then I took his answer. So I think the season started because the Yankees won a baseball game, Jimmy.
They want to win.
They want to win.
Yeah.
They won a loss the other day against the Braves. They want to win.
They want to win.
They want to win.
So that was good. Oh, the Yankees the other day, they just want to win. Wow, I haven't seen the lineup today, so I'm excited to go find it.
Yes.
Kiss me, baby. Talking Yanks. Okay, I have the lineup
up.
I like using Kyle's graphic when I look at the lineup.
Sure.
I like it. It's stylish. It's got the home team, the away team, the positions, the names, if they're switched, lefty, righty. It's got the records. Good job, Kyle. DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing first base.
Sure.
Stanton, back in the game. You know, I didn't harp on this as much as I wanted to yesterday. Why did he sit yesterday? They had an off day on Monday.
Big weekend.
Did Boone say anything in his, like, did they give a reason? Okay. Aaron Judge, batting third, playing right field. Gleyber Torres in the cleanup spot. You get 3 hits, you're our cleanup hitter.
The project.
Mike Ford got 0 hits, so he was cleanup
protect
hitter.
Protect us.
Gio Urshela back in there. Yeah. Skidamarinkadinkadink. Gio Urshela is back, playing third base, batting fifth. Aaron Hicks.
E.
Huh?
E.
Oh, they said E. Aaron Hicks playing center field, batting sixth. Gary Sanchez catching, Clint Frazier in left, and Rugi Odor, yesterday's hero, closing out in the 9-hole. So, this lineup's fine. How funny was it that everyone in the, maybe they don't care, but maybe it was by design. Maybe they're like, yeah, we want Judge to get walks, but, like, you know, the Judge got 3 walks yesterday.
Yeah.
Like it was as soon as we read the lineup, and everyone else is like, well, Judge isn't going to get pitched to
because Mike Ford's behind him. Guy who shouldn't be on the roster.
There's people that think protection isn't a real thing.
I know.
Lineup protection.
A lot of smart people, too.
Yeah. All right, so this lineup's pretty good.
Good to see Stanton back in there. I was hoping they would protect Judge with either Gleyber or Stanton. They did that. I kind of like that Judge is after Stanton. When they did the big guys back-to-back experiment, it was Judge then Stanton because Judge had the vaunted two-hole that the Yankees analytics team had screamed about for years. I kind of like Stanton in front of Judge. I think Stanton might get challenged just a little bit more, which, you know, with Stanton either ends very good or very badly. So we'll see what that looks like.
They've done this. This is the...
Yeah, it's not the first time they've done this, but yeah. I fully came off of having the two big guys batting back-to-back,
Yeah.
It was always Judge Stanton.
No, I'm saying they did this last week. I'm trying to remember if Stanton got any pitches to hit.
Right. I'm going back a couple years with the people.
He went 0 for 4 the first time it happened and 1 for 4 the next. So how about that?
Not bad. So we're getting better. We're getting better. No, this is good. This is good, man. I mean, right now, Hicks 6, you're right. I mean, you know, if that was Gardy, Tauchman, or Hicks, right now, all almost feels too similar.
What are you talking about? Hicks is back.
Official.
You're still down on Hicks?
Yeah, man.
Have you seen his last couple at-bats?
You seen the fly balls to center lately?
Well, defensively, you're saying. Offensively, Hicks is back.
Yeah.
Last 10 plate appearances, got 500 on base percentage.
Yeah.
Getting his walks.
Walking.
And he got a hit lefty yesterday. And the day before that, he got solid contact lefty. So he's just the most back.
Yeah. Joe Hicks brought him back. How about the full Monty, huh?
Excited for Monty. Herman pitched well, so now we pass the ball to Jordan Montgomery. Ooh, a little
potential torch passing.
Do I look weird in the camera?
One of your eyes looks a little more closed than normal.
This one's more closed.
Yes.
To me, I look like...
Did anyone punch you?
This, to me, looks like I'm 4'11 without a neck. I look like the no-neck guy in the camera now.
Yeah, you gotta get that spot.
So I'm just getting stuck in this spot.
You're
somehow
sunk, yeah.
How's that happening?
Just let it... The mic's kind of in your head a little bit, I think.
I looked at the screen. I saw just like a 60-year-old alcoholic.
You're a dad now.
Not yet. So what's going on? This eye's like closed more?
Yeah, a little bit. Just hold it like that throughout.
I think it's because the camera's actually pointed over here, making me look all wonky.
Wow.
It's not Zach's fault.
Hey.
Okay.
Sorry for getting thrown under the bus there, Zork.
The Indians lineup. Luplo Hernandez, Jose, then Franmil, Rosario, then Roberto, then you. And batting ninth, Jimenez. Watch out for the Rosario gang, huh?
Rosario's, yeah. I mean, that's...
Run deep.
Back to back. I wonder how Rosario's been in center this year because he had this spring training debut in center field and it was like the disaster of all disasters. So I don't know if that's improved or gotten better.
I'll ask some people.
We'll ask some people. Us Fuzzman. Yeah, the Indians, I mean, their lineup's been scuffling a little bit themselves.
Yeah, not good.
Logan Allen, Jim. Is he in your book even?
Yeah, I know that name. I know that name. I think of furniture, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't think of, but so that, like,
was
you
it
know.
Ethan Allen?
Yeah, Ethan Allen's the furniture, yeah.
Big stores.
He's never faced the Yankees before.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah. You get it.
I don't like that at all. But Logan Allen's been around, right?
He's been around this town in the morning.
He's 23 years old. This will be his fourth start. Oh.
There was like a cool story about him. What was it?
I forget. Maybe I never knew it. So I shouldn't be down on myself for forgetting it because maybe I never even knew it to begin
with. I'm
going
to Google Logan Allen cool story.
Okay. He got traded from the Padres to the Indians. Is that your story?
No. He's friends with somebody famous that like John Cena. He met John Cena once. I think they got hammered when he was a minor leaguer.
Mm-hmm.
And he told John Cena, like, hey, man, like, I'm going to make it to the major leagues. And John Cena was kind of like, I kind of know the odds, and I don't think you're, like, a dude. And so he made it to the major leagues, and John Cena, like, bet him something. So there's that.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Great That's stuff. Why you're here, people.
Great stuff. He was drafted in the eighth round of the 2015 draft by the Red Sox.
So he hates the Yankees.
No, I don't think so.
Nah, probably not.
All right, Jake, what's your what to watch for?
So happy I remembered that story. My what to watch for?
Yeah.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely?
Yeah, people like when you're honest or an on pod.
It's the first time through the lineup.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's the first time there's been good energy on the team since Giancarlo Stan hit a home run off of glass now, pretty much. Or I guess Judge hit one the next day. Anyways, we had good at-bats last night. We played a good brand of baseball. It was nice. It was enjoyable. There was timely hits. It was
333. I did it again.
Yeah, you were starting slow. Sorry about my friend here.
333 with runners in scoring position, I believe.
And, you know, Rugi sneaks one through, but it's still funny when you're expecting, you know, here comes another big at-bat, and there's 40. You know, today's lineup, our top five got a lot better today with hopefully Glaber going, Gio back. So that first time through the lineup, if they can put a run in the column like the season started yesterday in the third inning. If they don't, we're kind of back in a point of did the season start yet?
Yeah, okay.
So that's my what to watch for.
Nice. Good what to watch for. First time through the lineup, especially for a pitcher they've never seen before.
Danke.
I'm going to watch. I was trying to see who I'm nervous about, and DJ's back. And Stan can run into one on a bad day. Judge is back. Glaber's back, Gio's back, Hicks is back, and Odor's a hero. So Gary and Clint, I'm still watching out for those guys.
Okay.
See if they get out of it.
The old 7-8.
Yeah. Dude, how about Clint still not just swinging the bat?
He's got a...
We're a week away from me saying that he's got the about the ass.
Oh, yeah. No, he's right now the glitch, the whole thing that makes him good.
The swing.
Glitching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he's got, his swing literally has a trigger. Pull the gun, and he can't pull it right now.
Can you turn the mics off real quick?
No.
Okay, cool.
All right, good.
Good, thanks. Wasn't even, it was just a...
just a short combo.
Just a short combo, yeah.
What's your what to watch for?
If someone pays me, I'll read our lips.
Oh.
Yeah, Gary and Clint. Everyone else is fully back, so Gary and Clint.
You're not worried about Monty, right?
No, not really. I like Monty. I mean, even last game... he could have ended with six innings. He did. He threw six innings pitched with three earned runs, and then they bring him back out, leadoff walk, and then it gets given up. So the box score is different than what he gave us and then what I felt. Yeah.
Okay.
Which kind of has been the story of Montgomery a lot of times. But no, I'm not worried about Monty, and I'm still get excited about him.
I will say this. I mean, you've always been a little higher on the Monty train. I've been a little lower on the Monty train. I'm just a little nervous for today because if it's a bad start, I think people will start talking. Because his last two have been, and if today were to go that way, the numbers aren't so hot. Domingo had a good one. Davey's hanging around the team.
Monty's not going to get sent down or anything.
Be good today, Monty.
He's fine. Yeah, I liked his last start. It's the Rays, too. Everything was going terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not really worried about Monty. Do we have a pitching path to victory? He's faced two of these guys before on the Indians. No one, maybe one hit I got out of it.
Okay. Do you want me to tell the Logan Allen story again?
Yeah, please.
Logan Allen.
Someone just said on pod LOL because we did a whole muted conversation.
It was honest.
It was honest that we were a week away from having that conversation.
John Cena bet him $1 that he would not make it to the major leagues. And then the day he did, he sent him $1 and gave him a call.
I don't even, what does that even mean? Who's ever,
say those same exact words again.
Who's ever bet someone $1 like as a joke, like as a joke or serious?
Bet you $1. People do that.
My grandma does that playing cards at the nursing home.
So you hate your grandma?
No. She's the only age group allowed to bet dollars.
Disagree.
Bet you $1, John Cena?
Yeah. That's why it's fun. I think he took him out to like a nice dinner and stuff too.
That's nice.
But
So they used Chapman yesterday. They used Green and they used Loaisiga. All those three guys can go again, but I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to save one of them. Chad's gone two of the last 3 days, so maybe Chad's not available. Loaisiga also threw 20 pitches and has gone two of the last three, so I'm going to guess they'd pivot to Nelson or Sessa if they need that role. Wilson's also available. Same. O'Day hasn't pitched in a while. Let's get O'Day into this game.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, let's get O'Day into this game, and then I think it doesn't matter but beyond that, right? Like Litke? Okay, Litke and O'Day are going to come in this game, and they're going to split an inning or some shit.
Ooh, I would love if we start doing hot boy bullpen days.
Litke and O'Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
What side of the plate is Ramirez better on, Jose?
Justin Wilson has only thrown two pitches since Sunday. Yeah, so
he got Freddie Freeman out.
You're also going to see him in the mix is what I'd guess. So, yeah, I think you're O'Day 8, Wilson 7, Lakey 6.
They will use Chapman if it's a safe situation.
Right. That's why O'Day 8, Wilson 7. Licky 6.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
We're on it.
I like them finding fun lanes.
Fun lanes.
Like Rosario with bases on in the fifth. They're just going to bring Wilson out. He's going to throw two more pitches and then sit for two more days. Do you know that what Rob and I were just talking about is according to a website we read, that's like a baseball website.
Sure.
There's been 8 times a relief pitcher has come into a game with 0 outs and 2 runners on, thrown one pitch, got a triple play, and he only threw one pitch and recorded a full inning. And I think there's 0 times that's ever happened. And they're saying it's happened 8 times.
They play a lot of games.
Maybe one batter triple play, and it counts as a full inning, like you face one batter, but you got 3 outs.
Sure.
One pitch, no way. A one-pitch inning.
People are talking. Jose Ramirez was better against lefties last year. Career, he's pretty even.
That's why he's so good, Jake.
Good ball player. The year before, he's better against righties. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. The Yankees will have some sort of dumb lean there.
Dumb lean.
No one got a homer yesterday?
Bounce right to left and let your dumb lean.
Homer draft. It's the homer draft. No one got a homer. Ford didn't homer. Odor didn't homer. Guardy didn't homer. And Glaber didn't homer. So.
Glaber hit, though, so you're welcome.
So did Odor, so you're welcome. Yeah, it did. Without him, the Yankees are sad sacks.
Fixed him. Where are you taking?
You know what?
Speaking of sad sacks.
You know, Jake, Jesus, come on.
Everyone's looking at your camera, and they're like, what the hell, man? Punched in the face?
What's going on with my face?
I don't know, man.
Gio's got good memories. He was pissed he couldn't play yesterday. Mm. Hit the grand slam off of Karinchak in the playoffs last year, and you know he had the shits for a little bit, and he wants people to know like I'm totally fine. So I think Gio's gonna run into one today.
Can I tell you something?
Only if it's honest.
That's a fantastic pick.
Thank you.
Fantastic, my man.
Oh, thank you.
Good stuff.
Whoa, Joe Jansen in the chat says, "Imagine being named Jake Storielli." Can you imagine?
Every day, man. Got my new license. Okay, great pick, Jim. Gio, that's good.
The memories.
That's good, dude. I am going to take Aaron Judge.
Good pick, good pick.
Got some protection for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Been waiting for that. You're starting to seriously... Mm-hmm.
What?
You used it in, like, calls today.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to seriously, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like. And, Jim, I think...
No.
I might...
Stop right there. Don't meowth. Think. Don't think.
It's an Aaron day.
Hicks, oh, wow.
Judge, yeah. You told me he's fixed, so if I don't get it, that's blood on your hands.
I don't think I used the word fixed. I think he's back.
Back.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
Hasn't been a problem in his last 10 plate appearances.
So he should homer today because he homered.
See, I don't know that the
if
hitting.
If he doesn't homer, it feels like it's your fault.
No. Because the hitting's not fully.
Zork?
The hitting's not fully back, but the walks, Zork. The walks are back, and that's his whole game. So he's
and
slow.
Power. He's slow, a power guy.
He's slowly starting to feel. Look, the power
walks
might be
power,
back tonight. Yeah.
So he's back.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to do a little Cleveland Redemption Tour and choose Gio and Clint, but I don't buy it. Clint can't swing yet.
Cleveland Redemption Tour. And I got punched in the eye.
Oh, I'm going to take Glaber.
Wow. I love your homer draft, Bones.
Thanks. Zach, whose homer draft do you like more?
You got the best friend draft over there.
Yeah, so got the errands, so yeah. Don't act like Jake's doesn't have a theme.
You do have a theme. It's the errands versus the best friends.
Sometimes you pretend I don't have a theme.
Yeah.
You've always, well, I'm sure there's been a time where you haven't had a theme.
Pauper boy usually is the theme of the day.
Yeah, but I like the best friends on Jimmy's side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job by me, winning Zach's vote. We actually have a tally there. Zach's picked mine 18 out of 2 times.
Is that 18 out of 2?
Might have been.
Felt like 18 out of 2.
Might have been 18 out of 20, and then I did the math and minus it to 2, and I messed up a little bit. Might have been.
And a bump.
I think they're gonna bump the over-under to 8.5. They dropped it down to 8 yesterday. I think they're going to bump it back up to 8.5.
What do you think will come?
I wouldn't be surprised if they go 9, but I still think they're going to go 8.5. What do you got? What are you looking at? What are you smiling about? Did you see him? Do you think it's anything that we've been talking about or something?
He's got a smile going on.
Monty and Logan Webb. They're probably up to 9. The Yankees hit yesterday.
What were you smiling about right there?
Guys. You think it's 8.5 again?
It was 8 yesterday.
You think it's 8.5 again?
No, I think it's 8.5.
Clean 9. Bang.
8.5. I'm so good at, 1, getting Zach's approval for my homer draft over yours, and 2, guessing what Vegas put as the over-under.
Both I wish are those, irrelevant as you're getting crushed in the over-under. You are a peasant losing people money on the VIGs. I am 2 games above 500.
On the VIGs, because I have a 500 record. No, it was good.
VIGs are real.
Yes, I know. It was good.
Vig Newtons.
Those are bad. Those are bad. Fig Newtons filled with vinegar. Have you ever had them, Zach? They're terrible.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Bad.
It's like a gusher but vinegar in the middle. Fig Newtons.
That's a real thing.
If they are, it's disgusting.
That's dark. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over. These Yankees are hot. They love Cleveland, man.
You think it's over?
Yeah.
I think it's over as well.
Yeah.
Want to know why?
Why?
Because these Yankees are hot. I think they love Cleveland, man. Did you hear that over there?
You're laughing at that?
It's funny. I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, it's 3 points for me.
Any premonitions?
You know what? I didn't even think about it.
Think about it for more than 1 second. But not too long. Jess is mad at me.
Why is she mad at you?
Said I'd be home around 5.
Well, the Yankees put their lineup so
late. I know. Then Zach told you the lineup was out. You totally ignored him. Kind of hot in here for a little bit.
I don't think you guys told me.
Things felt hot.
I didn't know the lineup was out. I don't have a premonition.
Nothing.
Nevin does something fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Nevin's like in. That. There's like a Nevin cam at one point. Like a replay.
I've got a big Monty double play.
He doesn't hit. It's AL versus AL.
Like bases loaded, one out. Gio to Rookie to DJ.
Okay.
Probably the 4th. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the snow.
Don't mess around, come and hug me right.
That's a hugging good way.
That's a hugging good way.
That's a hugging good way.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.